Oasis Audio presents The Election Day Dilemma by Gertrude Chandler Warner, read for you by Amy Lilly. Chapter 1, Not a Good Sign.
There's a sign for Appleville ahead.
6-year-old Benny Alden called out from the back seat of his grandfather's car.
I can see the Big Apple on it. We're almost there.
Oh, good. I was afraid we'd be late for Cousin Alice's speech.
Benny's sister, 12-year-old Jessie, said.
It's so exciting that she might become the mayor of Appleville.
Henry, who was 14 and the oldest of the Alden children, checked his watch.
We should make it with plenty of time.
I can't wait to see Sue Lee. We haven't seen her in a while.
Benny's other sister, 10-year-old Violet, said. Sue Lee was Cousin Alice and Cousin Joe's daughter. She was about Benny's age, and the Alden children always had fun when she was with them. Suddenly, a thump, thump, thump sound came from beneath the car. The car veered to the right as if it were going to go off the road. Grandfather struggled to bring the vehicle under control. Watch, the Alden's dog yelped and crouched down on the seat. Everyone held their breath. When the car came to a stop, Violet cried,
"What happened?"
Grandfather gave a sigh.
A tire blew out. It happens sometimes. Is everyone all right?
Jessie checked on Violet and Benny before she replied,
We're fine. Well, we may be fine, but I'm not sure Appleville is,
Violet said, pointing a trembling finger out the window. The car had come to a stop right underneath the Appleville sign. Usually the sign welcoming...